Well, yeah, it's very exciting for us. I mean, I've been here 11 years, so every time you get a chance to play for it all, that's what you strap on the pads for. So this team is special. It's something different going around right now, especially how, we start the season, how we're finishing it, and we just got to keep this momentum going. This ball has been rolling in the right direction for 10 straight games, and trying to make it 11.
Derek, can you look back at 2 years ago when you guys lost that game, the feeling of that, and how hard was that to get over, and has it driven you in any way?
Well, it has to drive you. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a different year, a different team, different situation, but whenever you let an opportunity pass you by like we did a couple years ago, you learn from it. And I think this team's learned from it. That was Coach Andy Reid's first year, and it was some things we left on the table as players. We're just trying to capitalize off of it now.
How'd you try to deal with it in the days right after, or even coming off the field?
Well, it's hard. It's hard. Whenever you lose, especially in the playoffs, it's just hard. And, season's over right after that. It's sudden death now. So we know the magnitude of winning games are big now, even bigger. And we have a bunch of veteran leadership on this team that I think is going to help us through this journey.
As this win streak increased, did it seem more like a playoff atmosphere for you guys?
It has. I mean, it's since 1-5, it's been a playoff atmosphere. It was kind of like win or go home type deal. And we've been winning for 10 weeks straight. That doesn't guarantee us an 11th win, but we do have some momentum. But, I mean, we're going to Houston. We're going to their place, and we have to play really well and be on point on everything, offensively and defensively, special teams. We got to play our best game if we're going to win in Houston.
When you walk the ledge, as long as you guys have walked the ledge, do you guys get tired, or, I mean, is it just exhausting?
What do you mean, walk the ledge?
That one and none. You lose, I mean, you're 1-5, you win 10 in a row, it's that kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, does it become overwhelming, or do you guys just charge on it?
Well, I think it makes you tougher. I think it makes you tougher. The character that we have on this team, to come from 1-5, to have 10 straight games, you got to get lucky sometimes, but it's a lot of hard work in there. Man, we're excited for the opportunity to play in the postseason. That was our goal beginning of the year, to make it to the playoffs so we can have a chance to win it all, and now we're here.
Is there something about this team's makeup or structure that was built for the postseason?
I think so. I mean, I think from what Andy Reid, how he's a player's coach, how he takes care of his players, body-wise, mentally. He has a system in play for us to go all the way, and that's the plan. We have no our mindset are set high, and he sets a standard at the beginning of the season. This is where we want to be, and we have a chance at it now. Well, Hoyer's a guy that's he's a veteran in this league. He knows how to win. They had some growing pains early. Trust me, this is going to be a different team from when we played them the first time. And like it is in the NFL, it's hard to beat a team twice. Just it don't matter how you beat them, it's hard to beat them twice. So we know going into this game, it's going to be hard. They're going to be tough. They're a tough team. I mean, at their bye week, they were 3-5, and they won. They were 7-2 after that. So, I mean, they've been doing some really good things on defensive and offense side of the ball. So, it's gonna be a great game against us.
Derek, what's happening?
You and Dustin are kind of the graybeards that have been around this program a long time, connected with the fan base. Do you get a feel for their pain? Do you know the playoff history that it's been so long since that win in Houston in '94?
Well, you know of it. You know of the playoff drought that we've had here. But every year is different. Every year is different. If you go on the field thinking about what happened a couple years ago or what happened in the past with the playoffs games, you have no chance going out there and winning the game. Our mindset, it's Man, we got blinders on. We've been having blinders on since we were 1-5, so we're going to keep them on and keep going forward.
Derek, it looks like you're going to have Justin back, so your defense will be whole for the first time in quite a while. How does that change the defense, having Justin and Tamba and the whole thing back together?
Well, when injuries always hurt you, and because, you know, we put certain people in place to do their job, and we've had some injuries here and there, but hopefully to get those two outside backers back, that's going to make our defense be even tougher. But, I mean, it's always been next man up since I've been here, and this year has been next man up. We've been doing a great job at it, so hopefully we can continue doing that. But to have those guys back, definitely is a thumbs up for us.
Is this the best defense you've played on?
It's probably the best defense I've played on. We're just clicking on all cylinders. Very consistent. I can say we're very consistent. And the defensive line is playing out of their mind. We got just the veteran leadership with it, EB and Justin Houston, Tom Ali, and myself, Sean Smith on the outside. You got the young guy, Mark, is doing a great job at shutting people down. So all around, this is probably one of the best defenses I've been on.
Derek, I'm asking you this as a matter of how you got rid of it. How did you get rid of that last playoff game in the end? Did you need to take a couple of days, and was that as hard a loss as you've ever had?
It ranks up there, but after the new season comes, 2014 season came about, that was out of our system. It's a tough loss, but you have to get over it. You have to get over it because you can't let it beat you twice. But trust me, we're not thinking about 2013.
You've answered a lot of questions about your health throughout the season. Now that you've put together an entire season, just where do you feel like physically now, and how much are you looking forward to out there on Saturday?
Man, I feel great. Man, I sometimes lay in bed and I just be like, man, you know, God has really blessed me to have my health and strength. I feel really well. Andy Reid's been taking care of me throughout the week. I still practice throughout the week, but not as much, just to save my legs a little bit. But when Sunday hits around or this Saturday, I'm fresh as ever. So, my health is great right now.
Derek, you guys have been a good team on the road this year. You kind of have been since Andy's been here. Is there something you can point to about the way he does things or anything else for that matter that allows you guys to play well on the road?
Well, we've been really focused on the road. And sometimes I know throughout the league you play better at home. And this year has been a little different. You know, we've probably had more wins on away games. But this team is tough-minded. And to go on the road and have the sense of focus that you need to have to go out and beat a good team, it's all going to come into play again this coming Saturday. So.
All right.
Thanks, man.